is the rubble in your life? What frustrations keep you from working toward your goal? Dr. Dixon shares how you can refocus so that you can accomplish what God has called you to do. Let's listen now.
Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I am happy. I'm exceedingly glad to be with you today. I enjoy sharing the word of God. And these nuggets, oh my goodness, just will ignite you. Oh, give you what you need to just begin to build on it. Well, today I want to talk about how to overcome discouragement. Discouragement is curable. I want you to know that. You don't have to hold on to it forever. The Bible says in Nehemiah 4:10 in the GW translation, then the people of Judah said, the work crews are worn out and there is too much rubble. We can't continue to rebuild the wall. Discouragement is curable. When you get discouraged, you need to head to the book of Nehemiah. I'm telling you, it will lift you up. This great leader of ancient Israel understood that there were four reasons for discouragement. First, you get fatigued. You simply get tired, as the laborers did in Nehemiah 4:10. It said the crews were worn out. There was just too much rubble. We can't continue to rebuild the wall. Humans, let me tell you, you wear out. Human beings, yes, we do. We wear out. You can't burn the candle at both ends. If you're discouraged, you may not have to change anything major in your life. You may just need rest. Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is go to bed. Let's go to the second thing. You get frustrated. Yeah, very frustrated. Nehemiah says there was rubble all around. So much so that it was getting in the way of rebuilding the wall. Do you have rubble in your life? Have you noticed that anytime you start doing something new, the rubble, that's the frustrations that keep you from working towards your goal, starts piling up? And if you don't clean it out periodically, it will stop your progress. You can't avoid it. So you need to learn to recognize it and dispose of it quickly so that you don't lose focus on your goal. Okay. Third thing, you think you failed. Nehemiah's people were unable to finish their task as quickly as originally planned. And as a result, their confidence collapsed. Yeah. Now, yeah, they built the wall in 52 days. I mean, it was done quickly. But the people, they weren't finishing their tasks like they thought it was going to happen. You know, when you have a preconceived notion as to how something is going to turn out, and it doesn't go the way you thought it would go, because they were being aggravated on every hand. See, they thought, we're stupid to think we could ever rebuild this wall. Because remember now, they had been trying to do it for over 100 years. Or you can refocus on God's intentions and start moving again. Yeah, yeah. That's what that good rest will do for you. It gives you the ability to refocus. Yes. Start moving again. Finally, you give in to fear. Giving in to fear leads to discouragement. Nehemiah 4 suggests that the people most affected by fear are those who hang around negative people. See, to control the negative thoughts in your life, avoid negative people as much as you can. Maybe you're discouraged because of fear and you say, I can't handle this. It's too much responsibility. Maybe it's the fear of criticism, or you think you don't deserve to succeed. Fear will destroy your life if you let it, but you can choose to resist the discouragement by saying, listen, God help me get my eyes off the problem and the circumstances and keep my eyes on you. You don't have to stay stuck in your discouragement. Ask God to help you figure out the reason for it. Address it and start moving forward in confidence. Don't let rubble waste your time, your energy, and prevent you from accomplishing what God has called you to do. Overcome discouragement. It is curable. I am Carol Dixon. And this is Dash.
We know that Dash brings transformation power to your life, and we want to invite you to join us as a Dash Legacy Builder. As a Legacy Builder, you will be equipping individuals all over the world with the transformative Word of God. For more information on how you can be a Dash Legacy Builder, go to caroldixon.net/dash. caroldixon.net/dash. Dash is a 501c3 organization. All gifts and support are tax deductible.